It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. I want to save Marie Kondo because I'm very worried about her. As you know, Marie Kondo is one of my patron saints. I don't mean that in religious terms, but I mean that she is a galvanizing figure who helped me spark joy and reorganize my life during the pandemic. When I thought all hope was lost, I threw all my stuff away, thinking that that would make the pain of the pandemic somehow less. Now I want my stuff back because Marie Kondo has given up. And I think if she's given up on tidying up, she's given up on life. She wrote a book in 2011 called The Life-Changing Art of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo. But now she says she has 3 kids and her house is messy. That's like AOC saying, you know what? I think it's time for me to become a Republican. But she would say like, oh my God, you guys, I think it's time for me to become a Republican. Yeah, I'm so conservative now. I want you to keep all your money. I don't want any of it. I just want to be rich.
That's the same thing. I am worried about Marie Kondo. I think this is one of those phrases that someone would utter if something horribly wrong had happened to them and they don't want to alert the attacker. Like when Paul Pelosi called the San Francisco Police Department, he was like, hey, what's up? I'm just waiting for Nancy Pelosi, my wife, to come back. Yeah, isn't that totally normal? And there's this guy here and he said he wants to see her. Oh, sure, I know it's 3 a.m, but hey, okay, I think I'm gonna go because this random guy who wants to see my wife told me to hang up the phone. Yeah. And the operator's like, oh, so everything's cool? He's like, yes, totally cool. This is great. That's the same thing. Marie Kondo going, you know what? Yeah, I'm just going to be messy now. I am not lying. I'm not exaggerating. I gave away 85% of my stuff because of her organizational methods, which I still think are very good. And I think they're still practical for people who have children. I think organizing when you have a messy life, and life is no messier than when you have 2 or 3 or even 1 child or children running around. It's exhausting. They have stuff. They drop things. There's fluids and stains and foods and crumbs and chunks. And you have to clean up all that stuff and at the same time do her vertical folding method, which frankly can be exhausting. But if you have the time to do it, especially when you color code, it looks pretty tremendous. So I lived in a very cluttered house for many years and I kind of gave up like Marie Kondo is doing now. But when she was like, oh, spark joy, let's spark joy. Maybe she sparked a joint and got super high and forgot that she's the person who has elevated herself to this organizational ideal. That somehow, if you have an organized home, you could have an organized brain. If you have an organized brain, then that can send messages to your heart and soul. And you can organize the rest of your being and tidy it in a way that if you have emotional clutter, somehow using the Marie Kondo method, the Kariman, or whatever the hell she calls it. I don't even know now. I've forgotten about her because she has given up on herself and her tidy home. And that means she's given up on me and you and everyone else who invested in her notion of kurashi, which in Japanese means way of life. So her way of life was clean things up, throw things out, spark your joy. We all hold on to things, including friends and memories, that spark joy no longer. So it's okay to let go of some of that. And I think that was very necessary during the pandemic at a time when we had to do a big rethink about where we lived, how much we drank, where we were going, who we were staying with, who we were keeping in contact with. And if people and things and experiences and future events didn't spark joy, then we got rid of them. Stay right there. More from me, Kennedy, coming up.
The Will Kane Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Kane as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
But Marie Kondo, some of the crap that I got rid of because of you was very valuable. I either want my stuff back, which is impossible because it has been dispersed by Out of the Closet and Goodwill and every other charitable organization that would take things during the pandemic, which was not many. That was the other thing that was very hard. It was very hard to find places who would take stuff, especially in New York City.
And I know that seems strange, but everyone thought every item of clothing that might have at one time been sneezed upon in the last 20 years could somehow harbor COVID and would kill vulnerable old people. So no one was taking any stuff. So we had to sit on giant mountains of clutter forever. But within that clutter, I had some really good shoes. I had some lubes. I had a couple Gucci bags. And I was like, no, it doesn't spark joy in my heart. It probably, you know what? I think I would have retro joy if I were able to hold those things close to my heart because I believed in Marie Kondo. That's like someone who is like, no filter, no makeup. Like that movie, like I'm just natural. This is my skin and I'm beautiful going full on drag. That is what this is tantamount to. So I worry that she is being held somewhere, maybe by Scientologists, that she's with David Miscavige or Miscavige or Miscabbage or however you say his name and his long missing wife, Shelley. I worry that they've snatched up Marie Kondo to help themselves reorganize Scientology. And it's not going to work. We are on to you, Marie. I will save you. And as a thank you, I think it would be very nice for you to come to my house and help me organize my closets because that is where all the clutter still goes. And the emotional clutter will now continue to pile up in my heart because as you have given up, so has the rest of the world. So either I will rescue you and save your world or I guess we're just all going to live in filth and squalor, and we're all going to turn into a bunch of cluttered pig pens who run around with dirt clouds surrounding us, and we are no longer fit for other human beings. Rest in peace, Marie Kondo's organization. I know you as a woman are still alive somewhere, but you have given up on the myth. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy. For more podcasts from my friends at Fox, you can go to foxnewspodcast.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.